When President Obama signed the Digital Transparency and Accountability Act last month, outside experts told us that implementing the latest open government law would be a big lift for agencies. In some new draft documents obtained by Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, the Office of Management and Budget seems to be acknowledging as much, but also signaling a commitment to get it done. It's one of the topics Jason's writing about this week in this week's edition of Inside the Reporter's Notebook. He joins us now to talk more about it. Hi there, Jason.
Good afternoon, Jared. You get to go inside the reporter's notebook for once instead of writing one.
I'm usually on the other side of the notebook. It's very exciting to be in this chair.
Filled with spilt coffee, I'm sure.
Indeed. So, as our official OMB circular correspondent, tell us what you've uncovered here.
Yeah, there's nothing better than getting to read some draft OMB circular documents. Now, this one's A11. Now, for those of you keeping score at home, of course, A11 is the one that really talks about budget guidance, budget planning, but also financial management. And what's interesting about this is OMB did two things over the last month or so. In late May, they put out what they call a CFO management alert. Now, it went to CFO Council, went to others in that community saying, hey, the Data Act's been signed into law. Here's what you need to know. It was pretty basic. We'll have a link posted later today on federalnewsradio.com. But the other interesting thing that came out was proposed changes to A11. Now, each year, I think A11 is updated by OMB based on budget guidance, based on changes that the Congress passes in budget bills. This year, though, there's a couple things that really just stand out, and a lot of it is around the Data Act. Now, again, we're going to link up to that draft document on federalnewsradio.com later today, but let me just offer you some highlights. First of all, the Data Act. It's been a couple years in coming. There's been a lot of consternation by the administration about it, but finally it became law. And Congress recognized the fact that this is not going to be easy, so we're going to give you almost four years to implement it. And in fact, they're going to give DOD almost 5 years to implement it, knowing that there's no funding associated with it, and there's some complexity going on. So the first thing that stands out to me about this A11 change has to do with what actually is not going to be immediately implemented under the Data Act. And this is a recommendation, so again, draft, things could change. But right now, what the Data Act requires is for agencies to report programs by object class. So an object class, according to current A11 guidance, it defines as categories in a classification system that presents obligations by the items or services purchased. Major areas like personal compensation and benefits, contractual services and supplies, acquisition of assets, even grants and fixed charges, and then there's other, and other could be anything from travel to other kinds of expenses. And what basically OMB is saying is, listen, we just don't have the legal and policy framework to really label things by in this specificity, and instead we're going to have to take more time on this. And I think that's really interesting, and the reason behind that is combined with lack of infrastructure to support consistent and accurate reporting of the object class data, financial management software, internal controls, and even a central collection system that all can't ensure consistency and data quality. And I think those are big deals that the OMB is fully admitting, hey, that's probably our toughest and our biggest lift in all of these things that come under the Data Act.
Yeah, it sounds an awful lot like the challenges that agencies have had around conforming with the auditability requirements, just a lack of granular level detail about their own data.
And I think the other piece of that, I think you're right, but I think the other piece of that is the consistency of the way Agency 1 does it and Agency 2 does it are just so inconsistent, or they're not using the same phrases and taxonomy, that getting to the same taxonomy is not going to be easy. Because on the other hand, what OMB says is that they actually are more confident in what they're calling reporting through object class data by outlays and obligations. So meaning what they're spending the money on and what they're obligating money toward, they actually says we can do that in the timeline. And in fact, they put together a first major deadline is coming for that in March 2015, when agencies must provide OMB with a plan describing how they're going to report object class obligations starting in October 2015, and then how they're going to report obligations and disbursements by object class starting in October 2016. So as you see, they have much more confidence at a much higher level than, as you mentioned, the granular level.
So in short, is the message basically that we are still going to report the data, it's just not going to take this formal form of, as you said, object classes?
I think initially what they're saying is yes, exactly what you said, that we're going to the best of our ability, based on current frameworks and policies, current standards that we have, and the new ones that we will develop over time, because remember, OMB and Treasury, Congress gave them really the lead role in making the Data Act happen. They're looking at everything they currently have, every place, the path they want to go down, and there's certain areas that they're going to take longer to go down. I think what this A11 changes do is say this path is going to take us a little longer than the rest. There's a bunch of other deadlines too that I'll just highlight a couple of them.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you.
July 1st, as in just a couple weeks from now, OMB says they're going to issue detailed guidance for agencies to use in preparing a proposed list of what they call Data Act programs. Again, this is another level of programmatic explanation, because in the Data Act, they more clearly define what a programmatic data is. And this guidance is going to include a template that give each agency, you know, how to show unexpired, what they call unexpired Treasury appropriation fund symbols, or TAFs, even Category B projects. This is where it gets into the weeds of financial management. By August 1st, agencies will have to complete and return to OMB the templates for about 10 or 20 of what they call these TAFs for what they call a trial run. And then by no later than August 15th, they'll have to at least get one-third of them completed. And next summer, so 2015, you're going to have more guidance on reporting information on Data Act programs starting in 2016. And summer of 2016, more guidance to revising those from the 2015 about how agencies will report information on Data Act programs starting in 2017. So OMB just lays out kind of what is coming, what agencies should expect. And obviously this is going to be something you're thinking, oh, financial management, this is not for me. I don't deal with financial management. But this is going to affect acquisition. This is going to affect technology. This is going to affect programs. So almost everybody in government will be affected by the Data Act one way or another.
Right. I was just going to mention that. This is not just a CFO matter. And speaking of getting away from the Data Act for a minute, believe it or not, there's still more content within that A11 update that's not directly related to the Data Act, right?
It is so enjoyable reading it, let me just tell you.
So IT and acquisition, right?
Exactly. A couple of things that stand out. Now, one thing is just a name change, but I think it's a significant name change. OMB, for years in the federal community, when we talk about IT programs and projects, the common refrain was, well, what's the 53 say, or what's the 300 say? Or we'll look into the 300 to see what it says. Well, those monikers, if you will, are actually going to go away. OMB says we're going to stop using Exhibit 53 and 300. It's all going to be under what they call Section 55. Now, there's several reasons why they could do it. It could be a change in the law. It could be a change in the policy. But either way, that has become like, I compared it to a batting average or an ERA or an OBA in baseball. People are tied to these labels because that's what it's been for so many years. The other one that I think is more specific and actually more telling is really around strategic sourcing. And basically what OMB is asking here is for agencies to forecast the types and the amounts of contract support anticipated for each major IT investment in its business case for 2016. And what that's going to do is give the Strategic Sourcing Leadership Council an idea of what types of services or contractor support that may be needed and could fall under strategic sourcing. And I think that's very telling as well, because this shows that OMB's not letting up on strategic sourcing despite the repeated challenges in court and with the Government Accountability Office. And it also signals that the services is ripe for strategic sourcing in some regards. Again, think of the big OASIS contract that was just awarded by GSA for complex professional services. In many ways, that's being labeled as strategic sourcing. And the third piece I'll just mention real briefly is sequestration. They address sequestration and how agencies should plan for 2016 and potentially beyond for cuts to their discretionary spending. So even though in 2014 there is no sequestration, 2015-2016, there's still a lot of questions out there, and so OMB obviously wants agencies to prepare.
I don't know how much you can read between the lines on that, but does the document essentially read as though they consider it a foregone conclusion that we're going back to sequestration levels in 16?
I'm not sure if it's right, a foregone conclusion, but they do recognize the fact that Congress has not addressed sequestration yet for 2015-2016 and beyond. So I think, like any good, you know, planning document, you got to plan for it. You know, if you don't plan for it and all of a sudden it happens, you're in worse shape. So I think what this is a recognition is until Congress acts and says, okay, there will or will not be sequestration, you almost have to just say, how do we do our best job to prepare for it? And I think that's what this is about.